Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11. This is letter number 3472. Baruch Hashem, the 12th day of Iyar Tavshin Tazvav, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to the leadership, the Anhola, administration of Gudas Chabad in the Holy Land, Hashem Aleim, Yichyu Sholem Uvracha, peace and blessing. Now, they had the original Kfar Chabad, the village of Chabad, and they needed, and they were contemplating a second Kfar Chabad, Kfar Chabad Sheni, Kfar Chabad Beis. And there was certain discussions where exactly to have this village, the second Kfar Chabad Sheni. So the Rebbe said, I just received your letter dated Heir, in which you write various suggestions about where to make the place to found this second Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe says, I am wondering, I'm surprised about the debate that the question is to set it up in a distant place, that there is even that kind of a question to perhaps set it up in a distant place, not only distant from the Kfar Chabad, which is now the first Kfar Chabad, but in generally to set it up in a far place where there's no religious Jews. After you know the condition of the Holy Land, the Rebbe .. And the Rebbe is probably talking about the influences of the not religious communities onto the religious community, onto their... the Rebbe is not happy that it is even entertaining a thought to build this new village, not even that it's far from the present Kfar Chabad, but generally just to push it away far from any religious communities. The Rebbe says, it's just an easy reflection. There is no room for that kind of a suggestion. So the Rebbe says, number two, as it pertains to the above, as I had spoken orally also with Mr. Shazar Sheyichia when he was here, and also with Mr. Koren Sheyichia when he visited me, the basis, the founding of this second Kfar Chabad needs to be next to the present Kfar Chabad. If it is absolutely impossible, but at least it should be next to a settlement where there is activists of Chabad, as for example Yerushalayim, Tikun V'Sikayon, Tel Aviv, Lod, or similar. And if that also is impossible under no circumstances, but at least it needs to be close to a settlement in which there is a respectful chunk of Jewish people that keep Torah and mitzvahs. And even that way, kula hai v'ulai, the Rebbe says, things should work out properly. So the Rebbe is rejecting the idea to just put in the new Kfar Chabad in a non-religious section. The Rebbe wants it to be next to the present Kfar Chabad, at least next to a place where there is Chabad activist, or minimally, it needs to be in a place where there is a chunk of religious people. Now, the Rebbe asks a question. Is it an appropriate place? Is there a possibility to putting up a second Kfar Chabad in Tveria. Remember the previous letter, they were talking about the yeshiva there, they were talking about the vocational school in Tveria. Around the buildings of the land of Poel Agudas Yisrael v'chulu, near the, that's the, it no longer exists, but there used to be Poel Agudas Yisrael, the workers of Agudas Yisrael. Today we just have Agudas Yisrael. But the Rebbe is just giving a, throwing out a possibility. The Rebbe concludes with a blessings for good news and all the above, and prays that the Hashem should help, this should be very soon, with Rebbe's signature. As you know, of course, today, Kfar Chabad Sheni, the second Kfar Chabad, is right next to Kfar Chabad. It actually almost leads in from one to the other. There is no real separation. Besides the fact that the entire village has grown tremendously in all directions. So there is already Kfar Chabad Shlishi and Revi. No, I'm not sure they call it that, but I'm just saying the expansion of Kfar Chabad is, the growth is phenomenal. But we're talking here in 1955, and we're talking about just the beginnings of Kfar Chabad. The Rebbe wants it to be next to the other. The Rebbe wants it to basically be next to Kfar Chabad, but at least to be in a religious community environment. And the Rebbe blesses that this should be good news very soon.